Been looking forward to this all morning. We have as our special guest this morning the captain of the Collingwood women's team in the studio. Ready to go?
Scott Pendlebury's here.
Sorry,
that's a Rosie, just before we move on to the wonderful Steph, we got just to finish off the last segment of the golf between Richo and Mick Molloy.
Good Tigers, man.
Yeah, anything come through on the Twitter?
Yeah, from short bloke Josh, who's tweeted saying, Mick and Richo playing golf together. They attempted to play 18 but only got to ninth hole.
that's not funny.
Go on.
Hilarious.
They finished ninth again. That's it.
Steph Chiocci is our special guest, and she's in our studio this morning. Steph, let me apologise for the two idiots. You played a game last night. Round one kicks off Friday night. It's been moved.
Here we go.
To Icon Park, the old Princess Park, because the crowd numbers are going to be so big. Steph, welcome to you. How exciting is Friday night going to be?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. No, it's super exciting, obviously, to kick off the inaugural AFL women's season. And what better way to do it than against our arch rivals? Yeah, I'm really excited.
Right, now, let's be honest with it. I hope we've de-loused you now, Steph, because you come from a big Carlton family. Have we got it out of you? I made Steph come in the first day, sing the song, and put her through a cleansing ceremony there. We're going to bring in Indigenous elders and smoke her, do all that sort of stuff. Are you right to go? When you see that Carlton jumper, you must hit it with intent.
Absolutely, absolutely. I already knew the song, obviously. It's one of the best songs in the league, so no issues there, but... Yeah, it's a little bit weird, a bizarre twist of fate for me and my family, I suppose, going down to Icon Park and playing the Blues. But nah, when it's 7:45 on Friday night, it's game on.
And how good is it, just by the way, that they've had to change the game from Olympic Park to Carlton because they're just worried about the crowd crush.
But that's it. But I've talked with my friends about going down and watching this one live.
Yeah.
So, and I know half a dozen blokes who are going down there to watch this game. So it's not surprising to me this has been switched.
And it's funny you say that, because what the idea originally was to have at Olympic Park was for exactly that. People could come down from the city, and we'll do that with the other games. Yeah. But this first one is going to be so significant.
It's too much interest.
Well, we just want everyone to go and have a great time and sit there comfortably and watch it.
Can I walk you through a bit of Steph's pedigree?
Yes,
four-time All-Australian. She captained the Bulldogs in the exhibition game last year. Gary Ablett once watched her play and said, "This girl is so good, she could be the first female to play AFL football." She was the number two pick behind Daisy Pearce in the women's draft. An out-and-out superstar. Steph, how's your form heading into Friday night?
Yeah, it's not too bad. We've had a really good pre-season down at Collingwood, and the girls are looking really good and sharp. And last night was a really good for us to sort of get those cobwebs out and... you know, sort of put into practice what we've been practicing over the last 6 to 7 weeks. So really raring to go, and I can't wait to get out there.
Now, Steph, can you take us through, we were talking the other night, the change up for you going from really being a more than an amateur situation, basically, with the women having to get changed behind blankets in some places because they don't have dressing rooms, to walking in now into the Holden Centre for the Carlton girls, going down to Icon Park, the facilities out at the Bulldogs, et cetera, et cetera. What is it actually, how's it just affected you as an athlete?
Yeah, it's interesting. When I first started down at Diamond Creek, we used to have to get changed at the YMCA, so the local gym there, and walk across to Coventry Oval and play our games. And now I'm walking into the Holden Centre. It's been a bizarre, I suppose, journey for us. And obviously the Holden Centre facilities are second to none, and we get access to elite facilities, elite coaching now. And yeah, look, to be honest, I never thought this moment would occur in my football career lifetime. You know, there was talks of 2020 of when that National League would occur, but here we are, 2017, on the doorstep of it.
Steph, one of Mick Molloy's ambitions this year, he wants to go to the Brownlow as a hag. He's looking to try
husband and girlfriend.
Husband husband and girlfriend.
A hob, I think.
Hobo or something.
A hobo.
Just, can you find anyone, if there's someone there who's willing to take a punt on a kid? As I said, I put out on the first date. Someone will get lucky.
Well, look, if I'm invited, which probably means I've polled votes, maybe you can be my hag. Okay, we'll see how we go.
Now, there is an offer that we will hold you to, Steph.
You've got to make it a hobo in this case.
We'll be playing that bit of audio back to you.
You'll regret that for the rest of your life.
I probably will.
Yeah, one thing we know is she'll get the vote. So go get measured up for the tux right now, mate.
Hey, Steph, cannot wait for Friday night. It is genuinely exciting, and we mean that to look forward to seeing you out there Friday night. And thanks for dropping by this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Captain of the Collingwood women's team, Steph Chiocci.
Can't wait. It's going to be great.
It's going to be superb.